Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Nigel Show.
So Wendy's, I got an update for you, the story we had yesterday. Wendy's says it will not have Uber-like surge pricing after all. They're clarifying, has no plans to raise menu prices when the demand is at highest after its CEO revealed that it would test, quote, dynamic pricing as early as next year. See, there's a difference, I think. Dynamic pricing and surge pricing, two different things. But this got everybody's panties in a wad. Everybody started talking about this yesterday.
Right.
And this was a real story. I heard some people say that this whole thing was maybe a publicity stunt. They're getting free media talking about it all over the place. But this was pretty negative. Hell, even Elizabeth Warren was tweeting at Wendy's. Pocahontas, quote, they're planning to try out surge pricing. That means you could pay more for lunch, even if the cost of Wendy's stays exactly the same. It's price gouging, plain and simple, and American families have had enough. So I think this was some bad publicity for Wendy's, and they decided to walk back.
I love that Elizabeth Warren all of a sudden now is concerned about things costing too much.
Right.
All of a sudden, the Democrats now have drawn a line in the sand, or in Elizabeth Warren's case, sent up a smoke signal saying that, whoa, hold on here. This is costing too much. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go vote on this $60 billion that we're going to give to Ukraine.
When, by the way, when would you say, I don't have the figures in front of me, when is the demand for a Wendy's hamburger at its highest, would you say?
I think two times. Lunch rush, so I would say between 11 and 1, and then I would say afternoon, probably 5 to 7. Those
about,
two windows.
What about like 2 o'clock on a late Friday, early Saturday morning?
If they're open. Is Wendy's open that late?
Yeah.
See, the Wendy's by my house closes down.
I think some of them tout 24 hours.
If I'm White Castle, that would be my prime. If I'm Taco Bell, I think that would be my prime. I don't think Wendy's is a drunken destination like some of the others.
Okay.